And now, James Gravel.
If you were to ask a variety of Christians to list their top 10 most difficult challenges, I suspect that included in that list would be loving and praying for our enemies. Yet in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commanded, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 5, verse 44 and 45. Talk about tough. It is not exactly human nature, is it, to love our enemies? Jeremiah wrote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Jeremiah 17, verse 9. If someone hurts us, our deceitful heart wants to strike back in vengeance. But as Paul pointed out in Romans 12, verse 19, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." What we ought to do is sometimes overruled by what we want to do. Or, to put it another way, what the Apostle John referred to in 1 John 2, verse 16 as the pride of life often gets in the way of our doing the right thing. Instead of preaching what we have come to know as the golden rule, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, Matthew 7, 12, we instead end up in a category of people to whom the prophet Isaiah referred when he said, "They have chosen their own ways," Isaiah 66, verse 3. And choosing our own ways generally brings us nothing but trouble. Jeremiah wrote in this regard, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Jeremiah 10, verse 23. No, it certainly is not. The Old Testament commanded, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you." Proverbs 25, verse 21 and 22. In the New Testament, those two verses are quoted in Romans 12, verses 20 and 21, where Paul then added, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Such commands go further than merely addressing the negative. Do not say something bad about or do something bad to your enemies. Instead, they invoke a requirement that we do something positive by overcoming evil with good.